Okay. I must apologise there. It seems that we're here now. So you may have heard the music start there. So we're having connection. Problems this evening. And now Tina's gone. Wonderful. We seem to be here now. Okay. We're having a few issues this evening. Studio issues. At the blog talk end, it seems. And we're getting messages in the studio saying there's some sort of technical problem going on in the background. And it's thrown us out three times thus far, but we'll persevere. Okay. Right. There was three people in the call queue. Sadly, there is only two. Right. Let's see if we can get this to work.
Good evening.
Ah, that works, you see. That's all we need. All right, Tina. Okay, right. So we're up and running then, ladies and gents. Two people in the call queue. It looks like people's having fun and games calling in. So we'll persevere. Okay. Veronica, good evening.
Good evening, yeah. Veronica.
Hello, Tina.
Hi.
Tina, how are you doing?
I'm okay, and you?
I'm fine, ma'am. I hope that your health and well from COVID-19 situation. Everybody's okay.
Okay, why are you whispering?
Oh, sorry, I couldn't speak very much. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I was walking. I have a question. So I saw a location that it has open windows. It's by the highway, and I didn't do the business idea that I had before. I've changed some things around because I didn't open location due to safety hazards, and we were starting the COVID-19 situation, so I backed away.
Because
people are still hurting here, even though we're in the U.S., there's still situations. So I was just wondering what do you think of the location? I'm thinking, like, maybe add some food products to my idea.
Okay. Is this a location for yourself?
Yeah, for myself. I'm the only partner by myself.
Right, okay.
It has a window. I'm thinking about it right now. It has windows.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got him in mind. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, is the windows looking on the highway?
You got it, Miss Tina. I know you're very good. Just on the highway.
Because I can see a location looking out on the highway. I do think it's a good location for people to come and pop in. I'm presuming it's a shop of some sort.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I do feel as though people are going to be coming in, so I do feel as though it's a good location, to be honest. I do feel as though it's going to be one of a kind, Veronica, to be honest. Okay. It's going to be one of a kind, and I do feel as though you're going to put some really good hard work into it. I also feel as though you're going to really succeed with this business that's there. Okay. I do feel as though you're going to be getting a lot of custom. I do feel it is a really good location for you, because once you've advertised it and it's well signposted, you'll be able to, the people will be popping in and coming to do whatever they have to do there. I feel as though it's a beauty salon that you're trying to open up. Is that right?
No, I thought about it, but I changed my mind. No. No, it's going to be just like a gift shop, I think, or right, something okay. else like that.
Okay.
Yeah, cause okay. I am going to have beauty products. So you did no hairstyles, but yes, pretty,
right,
some
okay.
beauty products. You got it.
Yeah. I do feel yeah. as though you're going to be doing well there. I do feel as though you'll do well there. It's one of a kind, and it's going to be different. I do feel as though it's next door to other shops. Would that be right?
Yes, ma'am. You got it 100%.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I do feel as though I'm getting sort of like a picture in my mind at the minute. I'm being shown a picture in my mind. I can see maybe three or four shops all in a row. Would that be right?
You got it. There's four. Yes.
Right. Okay. Okay. I do feel as though it's a good location. I do honestly feel as though it's a good location. Because I do feel as though there's a cafe there as well. I do feel as though there's other shops there as well. I do feel as though there's a fuel station not so far away as well. Would that make sense?
You got it. That is true. Not far away. It's within 1,000 feet. Mm-hmm.
Right, okay. Because they're showing me a picture in my mind, Veronica. They're showing me an actual picture in my mind. I do feel as though that's going to be a really good location for you, and I do feel as though it's going to work out there for you, sweetheart. All right. If you put that work into it, you are going to be successful, and I do feel as though you're going to be successful as well, sweetheart. You've got to put your mind and effort into it. You've got to get I think it's a security deposit. Oh, I'm being told a security deposit. Would that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you've got to get the security deposit together, and you'll be definitely all
right.
Are
you okay? Is the owner going to work with me on the? Is he going to work with me on the price to lower the price?
I do feel so. Mm-hmm. If he wants the place renting out, then he's going to have to. If he wants it renting out, Veronica, then he's going to have to. So,
got it. Oh,
yeah.
Got it. Oh, yeah, he's an older, white Caucasian man.
Sorry?
He's an older white Caucasian man. I was dead, like,
yeah.
retired.
Yeah. Yeah. I do feel as though if you're bargaining on the price, that you are, it is going to get lowered down. I do honestly feel as though it's going to get lowered down. So I do feel as though you need to. You need to bargain on the price, okay?
Okay, should I go talk to him tomorrow? Maybe let me do it by November?
I do feel so, yeah. November or December, I do feel so. He'll let you do it by then.
Do you think he'll let me in November? I mean, do you think it's better November or December?
It's either, darling. It's either going to be November or December. It's when you get the money together for it. I'd say the sooner the better.
I'll go tomorrow. One more thing, ma'am. Two more things. Am I okay, like, sometimes stay there?
Yeah. Okay. I do feel as though you'll be okay there. I feel as though it'll give other people a chance to start and stop relying on you so much as well, Veronica, to be honest. Okay? I do feel as though it'll stop other people relying on you so much if you stay where you're going to be working. Okay? Because I do feel as though you've been relied on too much, if that makes sense.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Well, wherever you're going to be working, stay where you're working, then it will stop people relying on you so much. They'd have to learn to stand on their own 2 feet and get on with their own life the way that they're supposed to do, not relying on you for advice and assistance all the time. Okay?
And, yes, ma'am, you got it. My family member, I've been working to change her life around, and I know I did yesterday. I saved her.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't easy, there was a lot of law there.
Mm-hmm.
But I got her. I did it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So I'm proud of myself.
Yeah.
I'm proud of myself.
Yeah. Well, you want to be proud of yourself. But you have too many people relying on you, sweetheart. You do have too many people relying on you. You honestly do have too many people relying on you. The sooner the better that when you get this shot and like start staying there some nights, they will actually realize. Okay.
There's like a little office there. I think I'm gonna bring my cat with me. And I have a new one that he's the same color that I'm gonna fix. He seems to have a very mellow behavior, sweet, and my cat seems to accept him. Do you think they will be good friends? Or they will be good friends? Because my cat's very
cheeky. They'll both settle down.
They will. He's so conceited and so clean. He's so snobby. Can you take a good look? My pet, that the man that he has my other pet and my cat, are they doing okay?
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they're doing okay.
And do you have the angel? If my intuition tells me it's gonna be easier for me once I open when I'm open to get more of the income to get them back.
You'll get them back. Because you're a fighter, you'll get them back.
Okay. Yeah, what about real quick? Can you just one more question? What about my other ones that another people have them?
You'll get them back as well. You'll get them back as well with a fight as well.
Do I go with the county? I was in front of the same. Anyway, I know what to do. I got it. Thank you very much for this.
Right.
God bless you, ma'am. And sorry for my voice.
Okay. Thank you very much, darling.
Thank you, Veronica. Okay. Now we've got a local queue. Very local queue. And that was Veronica there, our first call of the evening. We did have three people there lined up. And it's strange how there's no actual numbers, because all three of them were on what we call All the Ones, which is basically a free call from somewhere. I don't know how it works. I'm going to ask Queen to give me some information on that sometime. But there must be a service there in the state that is used, because we don't have Hangouts anymore. And, we need something that people can call in on. But the call queues are kind of getting very complicated just recently. I don't know whether it's something wrong with the studio itself, whether people can't find us or people can't call in. So I don't know whether it's a technical problem at their end or whether it... I know it's nothing this end. It's nothing we're doing wrong at this end. And we do everything to make the show possible. And we can't really do anything technical from this end because it's all done virtual. But if call queues don't get better, then we're going to have to abandon ship again. They really need to be better than this for a two-hour show. So whatever's happening, it's nice to be informed, you know. So when the show is posted out there on Facebook and all over the internet, and you know, you can find us, Google us, we're there. You've only got to put Psychic Choice Radio into Google and it will come up with loads of ages for previous shows that we've done. And if you get to this one, it's not that difficult. Once you've clicked on anywhere where it says Psychic Choice Radio, you'll get here. So the whole object of putting up and advertising a two-hour show is that we are here for 2 hours. We don't want to disappear after 30 minutes or an hour. We want to be here for you for the 2 hours. It is what we pay for. So looking at an empty studio is kind of puts me aghast. You know, it just, I can't fathom it out why I should be looking at an empty studio from one night to the next. And it doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. Hurricanes, COVID. I can't honestly see how this is going to cause a problem to people calling in. If they're calling into one show, then, you know, we're getting a regular call queue on some shows and then no call queue on others. And that doesn't make any sense to me at all. Variations in nights. And it was suggested by one person that, oh, people don't call. They only call in to the people they like. And I'm thinking that's a load of rubbish. Because that is pathetic load of rubbish. Because I know that the lady that we've got with us this evening is well liked. So that's a pathetic load of rubbish when I hear that. You know. And living in the knowledge that we broadcast for 2 hours and it's at 9 p.m. UK time, with that knowledge and knowing full well that the clocks haven't turned anyway in the world yet, you know, we're a month away from it, sort of thing, before any of the clocks change. So it's not that. Anyway, I'm going to stop rambling because we've got one person we're going to take in just a moment. But I'm going to take some music before that and hopefully we'll get a call cure. Okay, it didn't happen, did it? We played some music, Foreigner there, Hot Blooded. It's usually the one we come in with. I don't know what played this evening because we had a technical problem coming in. We could hear the studio, but we couldn't see it. So what played, I ain't got a clue. Right, so we've got Queen with me. I'm going to set the little timer thing here. I don't know why. So we've got nobody else in the call queue at the minute. I must say, ladies and gents, that if you're out there listening, it looks bleak for the continuation of the shows. There's got to be something that is occupying people's activity more. And maybe it's that this kind of podcasting is on the way down or on the way out. And we've seen that. We've known that for some time, that we can't last forever. Still audio podcasting, still quite popular in some places, but being taken over on a daily basis now by YouTube and various other platforms. So it's, we really don't want Blog Talk to disappear. It served us well, you know. So there's other shows there that do other things on here anyway. You know, I think they'll probably stay. It's looking like for this type of show, it's looking like we're not wanted anymore. Okay. Right, let's bring Tina in anyway. I'm going to pass it over to Queen and we'll do that one.
Good evening, my Queen.
Greetings of peace, my lady. Greetings of peace, Ken.
How can I help, my darling?
Whoever the great spirit, the great mother wants me to hear at this time, my dear.
Okay. Been really busy today, please.
I have.
Okay. I feel as though you've been inventing today. Would that make sense?
Inventing. I'm not sure. Probably on some level, though, because I do that often. So I'll say yes.
Okay, because I feel you've been invented or trying to invent something or thinking about inventing something, okay? I do feel as though this is something that you're looking towards doing. Would that make sense? Okay. They want you to keep going with it. They want you to keep going with it. Okay. They said to me that the things that you're thinking about inventing or the things that you're thinking about doing is a needs must. Would that make sense? It's a needs must. You have to. It's what you need to do. There's things you need to do.
Yeah.
Would that make sense?
Yeah. Makes sense.
Okay. Yeah. They want you to go in with it. They want you to keep going with it and make them plans. They're saying keep making them plans. I don't know what they mean by them plans. Would you understand why they're saying that?
Yes.
Okay. This is what they want. They want you to keep going with them because it's something. I feel as though it's on a list of something. Would that make sense, though?
I don't have a list, and I'm checking it twice.
Okay, that's it. You're doing a Santa Claus. I do feel as though it's on the list, and I do feel as though it's something that you want to do or need to do. Okay, you need to keep going with it. I'm being told to tell you. Okay, and they're very proud of you for some reason. You've completed. That makes sense.
Completed. What I have completed, because there's always more to do, so I'm not sure of that.
Right, okay. I feel as though you completed something. Or there's something you feel as though you completed. Would that make sense?
Still not sure.
Right, okay. So just keep that one, keep it with you, and then you might find out what it is, okay? And they're saying to me is that you've got to keep your understanding of things. I don't know what your understanding of things are, but you've got to keep your understanding of things around you, or there's somebody that you need to understand. Would that make sense?
Probably. How about myself?
Sorry?
I said probably. And then right. I thought, how about myself? I'm understanding myself.
Yeah. You've got to keep an understanding of something or someone, okay? It's something that I feel is in need of understanding, okay? I feel as though it's in need of understanding, this is, all right? And I do feel also that it is, there's somebody coming to you that's going to understand them. Would that make sense?
Okay. I think I know who it could be.
Right, okay. That's what they're saying to me. Okay, that's what they're saying to me. You need to keep an understanding of things, keep an understanding of someone. Okay. I do feel as though somebody's going to come to you with some news as well. I do honestly feel that. Okay, as I'm sat looking at the heavens at this precise minute, okay, because I'm sat outside and I'm looking at the heavens, okay, and I'm looking at the heavens and I'm seeing a bright white shining star, okay, it's not visible to the eye, but they're showing me it, okay, because we've got a cloud overdue here, and it's like they're showing me a bright white star. Would that make sense at all, please?
A bright star.
Yes.
I'll say yes. It you can see clearly, even on a cloudy day. That's
yeah.
what I got from that. I'll take that
yeah.
for both of us.
Okay. Yeah, because we've got a bit of a cloud overdue where I'm sat. Cause as I said, I'm sat outside tonight, and I can see a bright white star. So obviously, they're saying that you can see something even on a cloudy day. They want you to keep seeing that way forward. Okay, there's some way forward that you've got to keep seeing as well. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, because that's what they want you to do. They want you to keep seeing your way forward. Okay, because I do feel as though things are going to start progressing, and I do feel as though they're going to progress on quite a rapid speed as well for you. Okay. I honestly feel as though this phone call is going to start coming in even more than what there already has been. Okay, for these, I feel as though it's going to be either an art exhibition or a, what can I say? It's where you display everything that you've done. It's not an art exhibition, but it's something else. I can't remember what it is now. Okay. You'll understand what I'm trying to say. It's a display of some sort, the way they want you to display all your items that you've made for people to have a look and buy them. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Because that's what I'm looking at. This is what they're showing me as well. They're showing me a table with everything set out that you've made, jewellery and your artwork and everything. There's like more jewellery on the table, but there is some artwork stood behind you. Okay, this is what they're trying to show me. And I do feel as though that's coming up as well. I think this is what they're trying to tell me, that something like that's coming up towards you as well, my darling. Okay, would that make sense at all for you?
Yes.
Okay, because this is what they're showing me. They're not sure. It's not an art exhibition. I'd say it's some sort of maybe a sale of some sort. Okay, they're showing me that. It's going to be looking up for you. It's looking good for you as well. I do feel as though that's going to come up within the next few months. Okay, I do feel as though that's going to come up within the next few months as well. So I do feel there's going to be a lot happening before Christmas time for you. There's going to be angels all around you guiding you as well. Okay, and keeping you protected as well from any negativity that might come your way. So they're going to be keeping you protected with that as well. Okay?
Thank you.
Would that make sense?
Yes,
and you've got to keep on dancing. You've got to keep on dancing as well, Queen.
I'm in the groove of it now.
Sorry?
I'm in the groove of it now.
Yeah, yeah. You've got to keep dancing. You've got to keep on dancing because it's releasing power to everybody else. It's releasing energy to everybody else, they're saying, as well. Even though they're through the watching it, it's releasing energy to everybody else as well.
I shall continue. It's my pleasure, and I thank you so much, my lady.
Thank you very much, my darling.
Thank you, Queen. CoQ has gone up by 2, which is not bad, I suppose. We've got 1 hour and 17 minutes. Left, so we hopefully get some more callers. Right, let's see where we are. Kristen.
Hello.
Hi, Kristen.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm just wondering if you have any message that's coming through.
Sorry?
I just was wondering if you have anything that's coming through.
Okay. Christy, you've got a lady with you. Would you understand a lady in spirit, please?
Yes.
Okay. I feel as though sweetheart, she's on somewhat of a deep connection to you. Would that make sense?
One of two people. I'm not sure which one, though, yeah.
Okay. She feels like a grandmother figure. Would you understand a grandmother figure, please?
Yeah, the grandmother and
your big grandmother. Right, okay. I feel as though it's your grandmother, sweetheart. She's there. She said she's watching over you. She's been seeing you go through a bit of a tough time right now. Would that make sense at all, please?
Yes.
Okay, she wants to come and help you through this tough time, darling. Okay, she's coming to help you through this tough time. Because I do feel as though you're in a very confused state. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. She wants you to know that she's going to be there for you, darling. Okay? She wants you to know that she's going to be there for you. Okay? Because it feels to me as well, Christy, that you've got a bit of a decision to make. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because she wants you to make that decision, but she wants you to make it on the right lines. She wants you to make it on the right lines, darling. Okay.
Okay.
All right. She wants you to understand that things are going to get better, okay, because she feels as though things are not good. You feel as though things are not going your way quite right now. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. She wants you to know that it's going to get better, darling. It is going to get better. Okay. Because she understands the pain that you're going through right now. Okay, she does understand that pain. Because there's something causing you a lot of pain at this precise minute. That she wants you to know that she's going to take that pain away for you. Okay, I feel as though it could probably be a career of some sort.
It's a mix of things, yeah.
Yeah.
That's, and that's one of them, yeah.
Yeah, I feel as though it's a career of some sort, darling. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a choice to make with it. Okay. She wants you to know that them choices that she's going to be making, she feels as though somebody's not treating you very well. Would that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I feel as though it's some colleagues at work that's not treating you very well. Would you understand that?
No.
Okay. All right. With it being on work mode, that was all I was thinking. She was telling me, but she says there's somebody not treating you very well at this precise minute. Okay. And she wants you to know that she's going to be having you back.
Okay.
Okay. Christy, would you understand being blamed for something that you haven't done, please?
Let me think. I don't have anything going on. Not at the moment. No. Well, kind of.
Yeah, okay. Well, she knows it's nothing to do with you.
Okay.
She knows it's nothing to do with you. Because she wants you to know that it was somebody else, okay? And it is the person you're suspecting. Okay?
Okay.
Because of somebody that you're suspecting, she's saying to me, would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, it is the person that you're suspecting, but it's proving it is a different point. She's saying to me, because this person can look all sweet and innocent, even though they're lying through the back teeth. She's saying to me, would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, she said, you don't want to take it to heart, sweetheart. You know you haven't done nothing, all right? It's the other person that's got to be having the guilty conscience, not you. And she's going to make him have a guilty conscience. Okay, she's going to go around to him and make him have a guilty conscience. She's going to be putting a reminder into the head. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And she's understanding to me that things will start improving for you, sweetheart. Okay? Things will start improving for you. I do feel as though in some way there's been a loss of trust between you and someone. Would that make sense?
Definitely, yeah.
Okay, that trust will come back. That trust will come back once it's been done. Okay, once it's been found out, the trust will come back, sweetheart. All right, they want you to know that. Okay, she wants you to know that as well. And she said the trust will come back, darling. Don't you worry about that. All right, she wants you to know that she loves you very, very much. Okay, and she has been watching over you, and she has been watching over you. Okay, and she said if she can sort things out, she will do for you, darling. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there anything else you need to ask?
No, I think that's it. I feel a little bit better. Thank you.
Right, okay. Thank you very much then, Christy.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, that's Christy then. Right. We're going to take another short break. I know Deep's just joined us. Deep was there before, but it keeps jumping in and out. So before we take Deep's call, we'll take a break. 1 hour and 10 minutes left of the show there. This evening, we had some microphone problems at the start. Don't know what was causing that, but okay. I can't see as that's an excuse for people not being able to call in. We're definitely on air, and the show is going out live. Now Deep's fallen off the scale again. So Deep's just disappeared again. Very strange happenings this evening. Alright. We'll take that piece of music, as I said, and we'll see what happens next. Psychic readings for the last hour. then you tune to the right station. If you are listening to something else and you're listening to just music, then you're in the wrong place. But we do play music here from time to time. To fill the gaps, and you know, we enjoy the music just as it's just as much as we enjoy the readings, of course. So the music players, you know, it's a if you could see the studio, you'd understand how the music is lined up. Each particular song has its little button, that individual player for each piece of music, which is crazy, really. You could, you know, if you wanted to, you could load up a whole album on just the one player, but it's strange the way they do things, because each track has its own little player, which takes up a lot of resources. Anyway, we're going to go to our one and only call at the moment, and that's Deep.
Ken, good evening. Good evening, Tina. How are you? Hello.
Sorry, Deep, I have my mic muted.
Can you hear me, Ken, Tina?
Yeah, I can hear you now. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
You can.
Right. I'm good, thank you. And yourself, how are you doing?
I'm all right. I'm okay. It's just up and down, like life is. So I'm coping with the situation, with my patients and the work that needs to be done.
Mm-hmm. Deep, would you understand that you've been feeling, I'd say a little bit more confident. You've had a little bit more confidence than when we spoke more last time.
Yes, in a couple of weeks I'm better than before, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You need to keep growing in that confidence, darling, okay? You definitely need to keep growing in that confidence, because it's like you need to sort of keep yourself busy. So keep things to the back of your mind as well, darling.
Okay.
This is what I'm being told to tell you, okay? They want you to keep yourself busy,
okay.
Obviously, because when you sit down and you take a break, you're thinking about things again, okay? They want you to know that they're very much around you, okay? Because you've got two ladies and a gentleman around you, okay? They're giving you all the inner peace, or trying to give you all the inner peace that they can, okay? But they're working on your inner peace at this precise minute. And they want you to know that you will start feeling inner peace as well as soon, okay? They want you to be at peace with yourself, sweetheart, okay? They want you to be at peace with yourself.
Yeah.
Because you want to know that you've not done anything wrong, to be honest. You need to let the things continue with little man, okay, darling? You need to let it continue. Because I do feel as though at some point, maybe before Christmas, you'll be talking to him again, okay? Because I don't feel as though she's going to back down anytime soon, I'll say. But once she realises, because they're going to make her realise as well what she's done, okay, and what she's done to you, because I feel as though these ladies and this gentleman are going to start and intervene somewhat, we'll say, okay? And they want you to start concentrating on that job application that you've gone for. Would that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, because they want you to keep concentrating on that job application, darling, all right? Because they do feel as though this is going to be a job application that's going to be, I feel as though it's one maybe with benefits as well. Would that make sense?
Not that I'm aware of, but I've applied to a couple of places.
Okay. I do feel as though one of them's got benefits towards it. Okay. I do, honestly. I do feel as though things are going to start picking up for you, darling, as well. Okay. And I want you to know that things will start and get easier for you, okay? Your confidence will start coming back at a rapid rate as well, all right? Because I do feel as though things are going to start taking off for you again, and you are going to come back to the old Deep that we love and like, all right, darling? They do feel as though they want you to know that they want you to start and carry on the way you was, okay? Go back to the way you was and start carrying on. Hold your head up high the same. Would you understand why they're saying that, please?
Yes.
Okay. You need to keep your head held high, sweetheart, all right? Because it's, as you say, it's nothing to do with you, okay, what's gone on. It's everything to do with everybody else. So it's like you need to come back to where you was before and start fighting back to the surface, because they feel as though you're almost there, darling. All right, they feel as though you're almost there, and they want you to keep going that way, okay? They want you to keep coming back up to the surface, all right, darling? And they want you to start making them plans again, them plans that you've let go. They're saying to me, you need to start making them plans again. Would you understand which plans they are? You want to keep making them plans, darling? You do need to keep making them plans. Start making them plans again. This is what they're saying to me. All right, sweetheart. You need to start keep making them plans for yourself. All right? Because this is where you're going to be working around things. Okay? There's things that you need to work on. And one of these plans are the way to do it, they're saying to me. All right, darling? You need to start and understand everything that's going on around you and start making note of everything that's going on around you. That you need to start making note of everything that's being said to you as well. Would you understand why I'm saying that, please?
Yes. About, yes, I do.
Yeah, okay. You start making note of everything that's being said to you as well, okay? Because then people can't contradict themselves, as she's saying to me. All right, this lady is saying to me that people can't start contradicting themselves. So you need to start making note and start making them plans work again. All right, darling, because there is going to be a light at the end of the tunnel. I'm being told to tell you, okay? There is a definite light at the end of the tunnel, I'm being told to tell you, because this is what they're working on as well, deep, okay? This is what they're definitely working on. They want you to understand that they're working with you. Okay, they're starting to work with you, sweetheart, all right? They are working with you a lot as well just lately. This is why you feel as though your confidence is coming back up, all right? But it's so much work that you've got to do with yourself as well. Would that make sense?
Yes, it does. Dina, if I can ask, my son didn't go to school today. I found out from the attendance school website.
Mm-hmm.
Is he all right? Was he sick today? Was it just a one day, one off sickness, or did something happen between?
I feel as though he kicked off. I do feel as though he kicked off. Because I do feel as though he's all right in himself, but I do feel as though stress is getting to him. Okay, stress is definitely getting to the poor little man. I do honestly feel as though it is getting to him right now. And I do feel as though he's been arguing with his mum. I do feel as though he's been having a really good argument with his mum as well. This little man is so bright. He understands everything that's going on around him. Okay, he does understand everything that's going on. I do feel as though he kicked off deep. Okay?
That's bad then, because it was his second day at secondary school, so it's going back to the same trend that he had in his primary.
Yeah. It's because of all the stress that's going on around him. It's the stress that's going on around him. I think what you might need to do is have a word with the school if they can tell you anything about what's been going on, or see if you can find out what's been going on. That's my advice for you. Okay. See if you can find anything and see what's been going on, and see if little man is actually settled. Then I do feel as though he has kicked off somewhat today, though, deep. I really do. But it's understandable with all the stress that's going on around him. Okay?
Will he be all right?
He will, yeah. He'll be all right. He will be all right. I do feel as though he'll be back to school tomorrow. But I do feel as though it is stress that's getting to him. Anxiety more than anything I'm feeling. Okay, I'm feeling so it is anxiety more than anything that's getting to him. I honestly do feel
That's the abuse which he gets from his mom, and then but no one sees that. Everyone, she tells everyone that I'm the problem, so they keep me away from him, and then he's getting abused like I was abused for the last 20 years.
Yeah, yeah, well. I think it's somehow that needs to be changed, to be honest. I do feel as though somehow that needs to be changed, because I do honestly feel as though it's not that, it's anxiety within more. Okay?
Yeah. Thank you, Tina.
Okay, then, Dave. Thank you. Thank you very much, darling.
Thank you. Take care. And thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. Thanks, Dave. Right. Yeah. I've seen a picture posted up on Facebook a little earlier. And my granddaughter, one of my granddaughters, I should say, and because one's left school now, and then the other one started back there into what they call year 10 now. And it's like roughly 2 years to go. I don't know whether it's staying on at school or what's happening there, college, university perhaps. But, you know, it's like those last 2 years, they're very important, isn't they? Very important, the last 2 years. I think the whole school life is important, but, you know, certainly the last 2 years is the exam years for most youngsters, you know, as I say, where they do the exams, the pass out exams for going on to university and what have you. So it's a very important year, you know. Right, okay, we do have a caller. We have a caller. We were going to go to a piece of music, but we do have a caller. We have a 919 area code to find out who we have.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Hi, my name is Sandra. I'm calling from Georgia.
Sandra, thank you. Okay. Oh, another. You brought another caller with you as well. Okay. I'm
going
to put
you on to Tina then.
Okay.
Good evening, Sandra.
Hello, Tina. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And yourself?
I'm good. I do have some areas of some questions, but, you know, I think I'll just take whatever spirit has, and then if there's something that I need to ask in that time frame, I will. But just trying to see. There's a lot that's kind of heavy on me right now.
Right, okay. Sandra, I'm feeling as though you come to me with a heavy mind, darling. Would that make sense?
Yes, very.
Okay, there's a lot weighing very, very heavy on your mind at this precise minute. I'm feeling as though at some point, you're at a loss of what to do about something. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. You need to think hard about what you want to do, darling, because I feel as though there's something that you want to do, but you're not sure how to go about getting it or doing it. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. What I suggest, sweetheart, is that you write a list down of pros and cons. Okay. This is the best way I can advise you. If you write a list down of pros and cons of the things you want to do, but the pros and the cons of doing this thing you want to do, you may get your answer that way, okay? Or call upon the angels to help you decide to do what you want to do as well, okay? Because you've been calling upon the angels quite a lot just recently, I'm being told. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. They are coming down to help you to decide what you want to do, sweetheart. Okay? They are going to come down. They are going to come down and help you. I feel as though it's to do with a work choice or the some choices
yes.
that you've got to make in life as well. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Sandra, forgive me if I'm wrong. I'm being told there's sort of... I feel as though there's a relationship choice in there as well. Would that make sense?
Yes, yes. Yeah, there is.
Yeah. Okay, because I feel as though there is a relationship choice in there as well, sweetheart. Okay. So you have got quite a lot on your mind at this precise minute, and all the choices that you've got to make. But I do suggest you're writing a list of pros and cons, my darling.
Okay.
This is what I'm thinking. But what I'm being told is that if you get more pros than cons, you know you're on the right path. But if you get more cons than pros, then you're on the wrong path. Okay. Time to switch it over. Okay. I do feel as though you're on the right path, though, darling, because I do feel as though when you write this list out, that you will get more pros than you do cons. Okay, because I do feel as though you're a bright lady and you understand the way of the world and you understand what you want to do. But I do feel as though this is the best advice I can give you is if you do write down the pros and cons of what you want to do. Also, I would advise you, if you take all your worries and write them down on a piece of paper, put them into a heat-proof dish, set fire to the piece of paper in the heat-proof dish, and then wait till it all turns to ash, and then throw it out into the universe and let the universe deal with it. Okay, it does work.
Oh, wow.
It does work as well, because I've done it before, and my life's a lot settler now. So if you want to try that as well, but just don't keep thinking of everything over and over again, else your worries will come back to haunt you, okay, and you'll have to do it all over again. So when you've just done that, just stand outside for a few minutes and just clear your mind, okay, knowing the fact that the universe has got all your worries as well, okay. I do feel as though that will lighten your mind a little bit more as well. But with these, I do certainly suggest that you do write these pros and cons down as well. Sandra, I've got a lady with me, okay? I feel as though this lady is connected to you, okay? Would you understand the lady in spirit, please, that's connected to you, please?
Yes.
Okay. She's saying to me, she's saying she's always around you. Okay, she's watching you. She's always around you. Okay?
Wonderful.
And she wants you to know she's always around you. All right?
Wonderful.
She's given me... I don't want to bring back too many memories, darling, but she's given me a beautiful floral arrangement. Would you understand a beautiful floral arrangement?
Possibly. It's probably my mother. She passed when I was a year old, so I don't even remember her. But I'm pretty sure it's probably something to do with from her funeral, because I remember seeing so many flowers from pictures. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She's giving me a beautiful floral arrangement, though, darling. It's in the shape of a heart. I feel as though it's in the shape of a heart. Would you understand a floral arrangement in shape of a heart from the pictures?
I probably would if I saw some pictures from the funeral, yeah.
Yeah, because she's given me a floral arrangement in the shape of a heart. And she said to me, half this heart is yours. Okay.
Wow.
She just said to me, half this heart is yours. And she has been going, when you've been growing up, she's been seeing the times that you've been going through. Okay. And I do feel what she's been seeing, showing me, what she's showing me is, I wouldn't say there was bad times, but I'd say there was rough times. Would that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Very.
Okay, because this is what she's showing me, sweetheart. All right. She's showing me a little girl that's been going through a very rough time. All right. But she says she's very proud of the lady that you've become now. You've become very, very strong. You're very, very strong-willed at the same time as well. Would that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, okay. She says you definitely take after her. You definitely take after her. She's saying to me, okay. She's saying you definitely take after her. All right. She's saying something to me about people doing the best for you as you was growing up. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. She's showing me a gentleman. Would you understand a gentleman? around you.
Yeah, I feel probably my father.
Yeah, I feel as though, I'm not sure, but she's showing me a gentleman. I don't know whether he's here or whether he's passed as well, but she's...
Oh,
she's
okay.
Showing me
I was
going to
say, is he with her? Is he on this side, or...?
She's showing me a gentleman, but I'm not sure whether he's passed or not. We'll say that, okay?
Okay.
But she's showing me a gentleman. I feel as though this gentleman was quite loving towards you as well. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. Because she's showing me an image of a little girl sat on a gentleman's knee, and he's reading her. He's reading to her.
Mm-hmm.
Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. This is where she is. She's around you. Okay, she's very much around you, and she has been seeing you growing up. And she says something about when you graduated, she said it was one of the happiest in her life. Okay, it was one of the happiest
I was the first one to graduate from college in the family,
Right, okay. This is why she's saying it was one of the happiest days in her life then, okay? But this is what she's saying to me. So she is proving that she's around you, because I wouldn't have understood anything that she's saying to me right now. Okay.
Yeah. Definitely.
She's also...
Well, I have... I'm sorry.
Go on. Carry on. You're all right.
I was going to say... one of the struggles I'm having right now is I'm moving this week. Relationship ended, getting ready to move into a new place, which I'm excited about.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really, really antsy about having all the money that I'm going to need for my move.
Yeah.
And I've been praying and asking her to show me a way. And I actually got a phone call last night from family friend who is like relative, and it was just out of the blue, and it's so hard for me to ask for assistance from anyone, and it's almost like, is she trying to get me to step outside of what I normally do and just receive the help that I need?
Yes, that's what she's doing. That's what she's doing.
He brought up my mother's name last night, and it was crazy.
Yes, it is her. She still wants you to step outside of your comfort zone. She wants you to step outside of your comfort zone, and she wants you to start and try and live life to a little bit more of the possible that you can do. Would that make sense?
It does. You bless me. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Susan.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you, darling. Thank you.
Thank you, Sandra. When we said that Sandra had brought a caller with her, what I actually meant was it's the same area code. So isn't that amazing? Okay. Tasha, good evening.
Hi, Tina. Hi, Ken.
Hi, Tasha. How can I help, darling?
I was just wondering if I can just get a spot reading, just to get, I don't know, some input.
Right, okay. Would you like to ask me a question?
I guess, what do you see as possibilities within this year or perhaps next year? I don't know if that's way too long or further out, but any significant markers that I need to be aware of?
I wouldn't say there's any bad markers for you to be aware of, darling. That's definitely a no-no. I'd say to be a marker, I'd say I feel as though you've got a move coming. I feel as though you've got a move coming from somewhere. I don't know where it's going to, but I do feel as though you've been thinking about a house move. Would that make sense?
It does, yes.
Right, okay. But as soon as you said something about that, I got house move, okay. I've got a gentleman with me that's whispering in my ear, and he's saying to me, tell her I'm going to help her move house. Mm-hmm. I feel as though it's either a father figure or a grandfather figure, sweetheart. Would you understand a father figure or a grandfather figure in spirit, please?
Mm-hmm. I do.
You do? Okay.
Mm-hmm. I go ahead.
Go on.
Sorry.
It's all right. Carry on. You're all right.
I think it might be a grandfather. He's all about ambition and moving forward. So I think that would be my grandfather.
He does seem as though he's ambitious. He wants you to get away from the area that you're in because he feels as though he's doing nothing for you. Well, do you understand why he's saying that, please?
I do. There's been, like, limitations. I wouldn't say limitations, but just a stuckness. So I can see the need for a move. Do you happen to know is where too specific?
No, I don't know where too specifically, but I'm being told it's where I feel as though you've been applying for a job that is what is right up your street. Would you understand that?
That I'm not sure about because I'm not sure what is my niche, and I guess I can see a lot of possibilities, but I want to be very specific and like master my own talent.
Okay. Tasha, why is he giving me financial? He's giving me financial.
Okay.
Would you understand why?
Yeah, actually, I was thinking of pursuing my own business and kind of just knowing the ins and outs of that. I was researching it a few days ago and wanted to see what was possible, either a storefront or online.
Okay, because he's giving me financial. Okay, he's definitely giving me something to do with financial. Okay. He's saying to me this will be a good opportunity. Okay, he's saying to me it's a good opportunity for you. Okay, so
okay.
I don't know whether you can match them two together, but he's saying to me it's a good opportunity for you. Okay. He said to me, you're full of ambition as well, so you know what is the right circumstance for you, okay? And he understands. Sorry?
Yeah, I laugh because I know that. I mean, not meaning, like, literally. I can see my past choices to be that that path where it's just, like, a fearless state of mind.
Yeah. Well, he says you're ambitious, darling, okay? You're very ambitious. You know what sort of circumstances you want. Okay, darling. And he's saying to me also that he's going to give you the guidance for this to do what you want to do. Okay. Because I do feel as though around you there's also been a bit of negativity. Would that make sense, please?
Yeah. There's been roadblocks.
Yeah.
Stumps.
Yeah. This is what he's giving me. He's giving me negativity, but he isn't giving me roadblocks, okay? He's giving me negativity, sweetheart, all right? And he said to me, he says, you want to overcome this negativity, okay? You need to overcome this negativity, and this is what's holding you back, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he says
okay.
to me, you've got to overcome this negativity, and you've got to stop doubting yourself as well. Would you understand why he's saying that, please?
What was that last part? I need to
You've
step
got to
back.
Stop acting yourself. Stop being
okay.
full of self-doubt. Okay, would you understand why you said that?
Yeah, that's pretty spot on. 100%.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he wants you to stop doubting yourself as well, darling, okay? Because you know what you're made of. Okay, he's saying to me, You know what you're made of, and you know what energy you've got inside of you. You can accomplish anything, you're saying. Okay? You want to start jumping them hurdles that's been put in front of you and go for your goal and go for what you want to do. All right? He's saying to me he's going to guide you all the way. He's going to give you some ideas as well. So if you get ideas that start you that start coming to you and you thought, well, you know, you'd never think of that. Okay, it's this grandfather figure that's helping you along the way. Okay? And he's saying to me, keep calling upon him to keep helping you and he will come and help you as much as he can. All right? He's going to start and give you the idea. He's going to start and give you ideas. This granddad says you like him in most ways because you're ambitious and you want to go far. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Tina.
Is there anything
else? Well, I mean, I don't know if I have time, but is there any love life, like, excitement or
I do feel as though as soon as you get going with what you want to do, there will be a gentleman come into your life as well, and you'll instantly take to him. Okay.
Okay. Perfect. Thank well, that's something to be hopeful over. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tina. Thanks, Ken.
Okay.
Ken.
Thanks very much. Thanks, darling. Uh-huh. Bye bye.
Have a good night. Bye.
You too. Bye bye.
Bye
bye.
Thank you, Tasha. Okay, right. Ah, all right. So, we'll take a piece of music yet again. 30 minutes, still time for people to call in if they want to. And we'll see what happens after the music. We may cut out early. We don't know yet. See what happens. I'm trying to find something that we haven't played in a while. I haven't really got anything. Now we'll have these.
Motor.
Well, there you go. Flashback to the 60s. Procol Harum with that one. What a Shade of Pale, and before that, I can't remember. Yeah. Okay. But one of the first pieces of music that I remember learning the words to. Strange. And my mother used to say, you know, how is it that you know the words to a new song as soon as it comes out? But the songs were easy in them days, you know. And you only had to hear it once, and you're already singing it. You already knew what the next words were going to be before they even... how do you do that? I don't know. The words just seem to fit in them days. The right music today and the words don't fit at all. It's just like, okay. Right, so 17 minutes. And in the time it's taken to play that, extract of music there. Two tracks. Put Your Head on My Shoulder, one of them, and The Whiter Shade of Pale, the other one. Nobody's called. So I think what we'll do, we'll wrap it up for this one. I need to ask Tina something, which I'm kind of hoping that she'll say yes, but Thursday night, Tina, the young lady D is waiting for some new equipment before she does another show with me. She listened back to herself on the last show, and she wasn't too happy with the audio, I don't think, to be quite honest, and anybody else would, because we couldn't hear her very well at all. So she said that she will wait until she gets some better audio equipment to do the show with. But she hasn't backed out. She's just taking a break away, which means that second hour 30 is available for somebody to join us. Right, I don't want to go begging, because I know Tina normally jumps in there and says yes, I can do it, but it's like I don't want to put Tina on the spot if she can't. So we're going to ask,
would I be able to do Thursday the last hour? Let me think about it. Okay.
Right. Yeah. It's a sore point, because it's like, yeah, I hate putting people on the spot like that, because it's like Thursday's it's an awkward day. You know, it's Bryn there, he only wants to do an hour, and I can't blame him. It's nice when you can get somebody to do the other hour. And I wish I had more volunteers there to be able to split the shows in two. But you know, I think it's nice that we get anybody at all, to be quite honest. You know, it's wonderful that we have the people that we have. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do it for you.
Oh, bless. You know, we have a light caller. We have a caller. Amazing. Okay, we've got 40
wow.
minutes on the clock, and we've got Area 218.
Good evening.
Hello?
Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And yourself?
I'm good.
Good. Can
I
take your name, please?
Samora or Sam.
Okay. How can I help?
I'm just wondering about this rent help that I applied for. When do you see it going through or being accepted? Because it's like stuck right now.
Right. Okay. I feel as though you've you applied for it a few weeks ago. Would that make sense?
I applied for it like in June.
Okay, that's definitely a few weeks ago. I do feel as though you might need to give him a call and see what's going on, okay, to see if you have been accepted or not. This is the only problem with financial. They do take the time. So my advice would be for you to give them a call to see how far it's come. And when it's going to be, that's about as much as I can give you, darling. I can't see, I can see maybe in the next few weeks, but that's about as far as I can see, darling. I can't give you a rough estimate. I do feel as though it's going to be in the next few weeks. But my advice to you would be give them a call and to see how far it has actually got for you, sweetheart, okay?
Okay.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, just looking for a vehicle, that's all. Just looking for a vehicle as well.
I'm sure you'll find one very soon, to be perfectly honest. I'm being shown a red car, either that or a silver car as well. There's two cars next door to each other. Okay, you like one, but you like the other one at the same time, so it's going to be a choice, okay? But I do feel as though you, within the next few weeks as well, maybe the next couple of months, I feel you'll be getting another car as well, which will be one safe enough to drive yourself around and the little ones as well, because I do feel as though you've got children as well. Would that be right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I do feel as though you need a car that's going to be well for yourself, should I say, as well as the children. But I do feel as though you need to choose wisely as well, okay? Just don't go to anybody. I'd say shop about for it as well, okay? Just if anybody looks dodgy, I mean, if you know anybody looks dodgy, then you avoid them with a definite wide definite barge pole, don't you? So you want to be looking at something, I'd say around the region, maybe $2,000. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Do you see it like at a dealership or like through private party?
I see it on a forecourt. I see them on a forecourt, so I'm presuming it's maybe a dealership. Okay, I'm presuming it's maybe a dealership, so I'd start around dealerships first.
Okay.
Because you do want something reliable, sweetheart, okay? Okay, but I do see you getting another car soon.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, is that all?
Yes, do you see anything else for me?
I do honestly see, as well, I do see some news coming your way. Maybe it's good news that's coming your way as well, okay? I do see a friend coming that's been looking for you for a while as well. There's a friend been looking for you that you lost contact with. Okay, I don't know whether you've been looking for her, but she's definitely been looking for you as well. I do feel as though it was a best friend maybe in high school that you've lost contact with. Would that make sense?
Yeah, possibly, yeah.
I see a female searching for you. There is a female searching for you. She wants to get back in contact with you. So I don't know who this female is. I'm not getting any sort of names. But there's a female that wants to get in contact with you. Okay, I've just been given the name Andrea or Andrea. Would that make sense?
Andrea or Andrea. I have a friend from grade school. Her name is Alexandria.
That could be it. I got Andrea. So it could be Alexandria that wants to get back in touch with you.
Is she in a good space right now? Yes, she is.
This is why she's looking to get in touch with you, sweetheart. She wants to continue. She wants to get in touch with you because she's been looking for you for a very long time. I do feel as though it was a lass that you was good friends with. Would that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I do feel as though it could be her that's looking for you then, darling. Okay?
Okay. All right. Okay.
All right. Thank you very much, then, darling.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling there. Okay. I didn't quite catch the name there. Okay, right. So we are definitely going to wrap it up this time then, ladies and gents, because 7 minutes, it's impractical to try and fit anybody else in, even if they did call now. And there's nobody else there anyway. Tina joining us again on Thursday evening, second hour then, whilst Dee sorts out some equipment. And hopefully Dee will be back with us at some point. I know that from the comments we got there, people enjoyed the reading that they have. And I strongly encourage anybody to have a go. If you've never read on radio before, to give it a go, because that's what we're here for. So let's say... Big thank you to Tina once again. And we'll do it all again on 30, Tina, yeah?
Okay, no problem.
Lovely. Okay, so 30 being your next show then, ladies and gents. No show tomorrow evening, unfortunately. Can't get anybody for Wednesdays or Saturdays at the moment, although we keep putting it out there. It will come. It will change, I'm sure, eventually. Right, let's have a, I don't know what this one is, but we're going to do it anyway. I see your monster.